Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun and very busy job as we head toward our national convention coming up in less than 3 weeks. So hope I'm going to see everybody on the line that's on the call right now at our event in Orlando called LEAP. Going to be a lot of fun. Tonight they're letting me come on this call unsupervised. Normally we do these 10 minutes of awesome with our different crowns, but I know they've got a lot of preparation that they're doing, many of them preparing for their breakout session. So hope that you had an opportunity to see the email blast. There were some great little intro videos from Geraldine and Arna and Rachel and Lucy and Sylvia. And you know, we're going to be doing fantastic breakout sessions unlike we've ever done before as far as digging in deep on information. And so, you know, it's one of the things I love about these Tuesday night training calls. It's an opportunity to share a different concept every week, you know, for 25 minutes or so. But, you know, Saturday morning at convention alone, you'll have 4 hours of in-depth training. That doesn't count all the main stage training and launches that are going on throughout the event. So it's going to be unbelievable. I mean, the things that we're introducing at convention as far as the tools and the programs are going to be bigger, better, and different than what you've seen before. So it's not only getting the information first, but most importantly, getting all the context and understanding how to utilize that information is a big part of what makes convention valuable. And then, of course, all the free time, you know, all the opportunity to rub elbows with all the crowns and find out, you know, how they became successful, what they do, what are their tips and what are their ideas, and, you know, how did they make the decision, and once they made the decision, how did they move forward from that decision. So I hope that everybody has the chance to come to LEAP, and we've still got tickets available, still have hotel rooms available, and we are, as I said, very busy here at the corporate office, making sure that that event is going to be the biggest event we've ever done in Purium history and really a leap forward for everyone that's there. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And speaking of convention, I'm going to go ahead and give away a ticket tonight, hopefully. I've got a couple of names. We always read off one name. If that person's here, we're good to go. And if not, I've got another name as well. So I'm going to put this call in a Q&A mode. And if you hear your name called, all you need to do is hit *6. And you're going to convention for free. So I'm going to put in a Q&A mode. So the winner is from Connecticut tonight, and he is a director named Dennis Rodney. So Dennis, if you're on the line, just hit *6. I know we had a couple people from Connecticut on the call. Hopefully you're one of them. *6, Dennis Rodney. Going once, going twice. You're going to convention. You already got your ticket. And now you can be going for free. Dennis from Connecticut. All righty. Well, I've got another ticket to give away. This person is a diamond. She's from Florida, and her name is Veronica Goodnight. So, Veronica, *6. You're going to convention for free. Going once, going twice. Dennis Rodney, Veronica Goodnight. Oh, my goodness. We got lots of people on this line. Unfortunately, they're not two of them. So I'm going to go ahead and put these tickets back into the bin, and I'm going to put the call in the presentation mode. Oh, my goodness, just as I was about to click the button. Congratulations, Veronica.
Awesome. Thank you.
Hey, tell us about your PLC member that you enrolled last week.
A good friend of mine. They've been waiting for a while to get started with Purium, and they finally did, so I'm so excited.
Fantastic. Well, good. Well, I'm glad that you were there to help them get started, and enrolling them is just the beginning. So good timing, and if they're from Florida, invite them on over to the convention. One of the things that a lot of people don't realize is that our convention tickets, we give at $189. That's the best price for convention tickets for anybody who's in their first 30 days in Purium. So congratulations, Veronica. You're going for free, and maybe your friend might be able to join you. Well, cool. Well, congratulations. Thanks so much for being on the call.
Thank you.
All right. Well, gave away a convention ticket. That's always fun. That's what the contest is there for. And speaking of contests, that's another thing that we're going to be doing at convention is we're definitely going to be celebrating the people who win the rank advancer contests and the recruiting contests and all those kinds of good things as well. So we're going to have lots of fun celebrating people at all levels. And, you know, that's another part of our culture and our community. And if you've not experienced it, to be in a room, and I'm going to say the word love, you know, be in a room filled with love, filled with positive people that are excited about being entrepreneurs and health and wellness. It's really a magical weekend. So hope everybody has a chance to join us, and let's talk about building your business and enrolling new members and get things going on. And tonight's call is about the two pathways to success, high tech and high touch. And as I said, I'm going on this call unsupervised here, and but this is a concept that is really I think really important to me personally, because it helps to explain how to do the business. So, you know, a lot of these calls are kind of motivational and providing philosophy and concepts, and this is a little bit more nuts and bolts. This is, you know, how to build your business. And I love the quote that was in the email blast today from a great business management consultant named Edward Stemming. And he said, if you can't describe what you're doing as a process, you don't know what you're doing. I'm going to say that again. If you can't describe what you're doing as a process, you don't know what you're doing. And maybe that'll open up your mind to this concept of tonight with the two pathways to success of high tech and high touch. And I'm going to talk a little bit about what I see and what I hear and what I believe is happening more often than not and more often than I wish. And ultimately, I think it's one of the things that's causing some stress and also causing some lack of success for some people, which is they're quite scattered as to how they build their business. We have so many great tools and so many great ways to build the business and different ways to invite people to learn about our products and invite people to learn about our business and to present the business and to present the business online and through social media and on a DVD and with a brochure. And there's so many different tools and ways to build that sometimes I think people get scattered. And so they're excited about healthy happy hours, and they do a healthy happy hour, but they do one. Maybe one every 2 or 3 or 4 months. And they're excited about the Thursday night recruiting call, and they invite one person, one time, to the recruiting call. Or they're excited about, you know, looking at their phone and building a list and making some things happen and putting them on a three-way phone call with their upline, and they do that for one weekend. Or they, you know, they're doing parts and pieces and little things here, there, and everywhere. And, you know, expending a lot of energy, but ultimately going back to what Edward Stemming said, they can't describe what they've done as a process because they're scattershot. So that may be you, it may not be you, but if it's not you, if you are more direct, if you are more focused, if you have more of a process, then chances are you have people underneath you because you're being successful. And then your goal, and I want you to be listening to this more from how you're helping them build their business and making sure that you have a process to help them to build their business. So if you're brand new and you're saying, wow, that description was a little bit like me, I've only enrolled a couple people and I'm kind of all over the place. Sometimes I'm handing out business cards and sometimes I'm texting stuff and sometimes I'm emailing stuff and sometimes I'm on social media and sometimes I'm talking to people at the office and sometimes I'm talking to my golf buddies and sometimes I'm carrying a yoga or carrying a Purium shaker cup at yoga. I mean, there's nothing wrong with doing lots of stuff. I mean, it is all about exposures, and so we want to make lots of exposures. We want to do lots of stuff. We want to have lots of activity. So believe me, you know, being out there and doing stuff is 99% of the program. But the thing is, this is a business of duplication, and so being more focused on how you're doing it as a process is really going to help you to be successful. And so overall, no matter what process you do or what process you use, you know, we have this system, this structure called the game plan. And I love the game plan because, you know, GAME is an acronym. It's really simple to remember. It's something we've been using consistently, and the idea of going public, of making exposures, of talking to people, of making a list, of using your Facebook friends, of using your cell phone contacts, of talking to people at the office, talking to people at church, talking to people on your basketball team, whatever it may be, you need to connect and reach out with people. So going public is a huge, huge part of being successful, no matter how you go public, no matter where you go public, but we'll talk about how and where using high tech and high touch in just a second. Then it's asking the magic question and avoiding word vomit. That's the A. A is for ask. Ask the magic question. I love that part of it because people's instinct once they go public is to tell somebody everything. They want to do the presentation. They want to be the message, and really you're a tour guide, you're the messenger. And so even if you're the greatest presenter on the planet, the smoothest presenter on the planet, the most unbelievable and compelling presenter on the planet, you won't be successful if you're doing the entire presentation. And the reason you won't be successful is because you may be good at enrolling people, but you won't have those people duplicate because they can't do what you do. They can't be who you are. And that's the reason that we create videos. And that's the reason we create brochures. And that's the reason that we create these tools to help you to give the presentation, to tell the story, which is where the letter M in game plan comes in, is to move somebody to a tool. So you're going to go public, be excited, talk to folks, be out there on Facebook, however you're doing it, which we'll talk about in a second. You're going to invite them to learn more. You're going to ask the magic question. You're not going to word vomit, and you're going to move them to a tool. And like I said, we got lots of tools, and you won't believe the quality of the tools that we're going to be introducing at convention, whole nother level, and all the tools are going to be integrated in a way that we haven't had before. So I'm really, really excited about how this game plan is coming together. And the last piece is enroll. You want to enroll somebody and get them started right, and we're going to have some tools to help on the enrollment side, including a new Tearpad, some new stuff on the internet. So there's going to be lots of things that we're going to be able to do to move people through the process faster. And let's talk about the process. That's the main focus of tonight's call, is the idea of the high-tech path or the high-touch path. The high-tech path or the high-touch path. And so for some people, when I say high-tech, they get excited. And for some people, they say, ooh, I don't really know all about that. When you talk about high-touch, some people get excited, the idea of being face-to-face and connecting with people. Other people are like, whoa, that's not the way I like to interact. So, that's one of the things that I think by choosing a pathway and by choosing a method of operation and by focusing your efforts more on high tech or more on high touch and understanding how to do the process deeper and straighter, it's easier to duplicate and that you can be successful and help others follow along on your pathway. So let's talk about high tech. And I can tell you that one of the ways that people have had a lot of success high tech is on social media, and we are going to come out with a new social media guide that is absolutely dynamite. We're going to be doing a good bit of social media training at convention that's going to be amazing. We're going to have a panel, we're going to have speakers. It's going to be really, really powerful what we're going to be doing with social media. So for those of you who like to do social media, you need to be at convention. But I can tell you that social media helps you with connecting. It helps you with branding. It helps you with sharing your story. And we have in this social media guide lots of information and training about not only how to reach out and connect to people and to go public, but we even go so far as talking about recognition, talking about some sophisticated ideas of how to tag people and hashtag and how to build teams using social media and how to share your story and even quite simply how to put on a challenge, and so that's something that if you are planning on doing business through social media, there are so many different ways that you can do a challenge. I've seen lots of people do weight loss challenges. I've seen some people do workout challenges. I've seen some people do vegetarian and vegan challenges. I've seen some people do get outside challenges. I've seen some people do step counter challenges. So whatever it is that you're excited about doing, you can grab a group of friends on social media and build it pretty quickly by creating a challenge, by creating an energy, by building up and promoting on social media in this high-tech way to create excitement, to create reach. Facebook is the most obvious one. I know lots of people are using Instagram. There's lots of other things, and this social media guide is going to help you to understand that, and that we're going to have other tools in this process that's going to help you. So I don't want to give away all of what we're going to be introducing at convention, but I can tell you that building a business, building a Purium business, using social media is going to become a lot easier after convention. But I want you to be thinking about it yourself and saying, hey, is this something that excites me? Is this something that energizes me? And if so, you definitely want to be at convention to get the information. And not only that, but you want to get your social media guide as well so that you understand and can go through step by step and teach other people to go through step by step how to build a social media business. That is definitely a high-tech pathway where people have had success and will continue to have success, but it's not a post every once in a while. There's a way to build your business with social media, and we're going to show you how to do that. Another great way to build your business through high tech is through your phone. I read a statistic the other day of something like, you know, the average person is looking at their phone, not has their phone with them. I think the average person is like never more than 6 feet away from their phone all day long. But I think that the average person is looking at their phone like 4.7 hours a day. So there is no question that you can build your business using your phone. And lots of people have had great success building their business with their phone because their list is their phone and their phone is their list. And that right there, not only do you have access to phone calls, but of course text messages and emails and social media. And we're going to be doing some stuff with our phone app. And I'm not going to give away too much of the details, but I can say that the Dreams platform is going to get better coming out of convention, and you're going to want to be there to learn the details and to understand if you want to build your business using your phone, how that works, how to go public using your phone, how to create a text blitz using your phone, how to create energy and activity with all the people that you know using your phone, and sharing some new tools that we're going to be introducing that is going to make our presentation even more exciting. So if you're willing to go public, if you're willing to ask the question, if you're willing to share a tool, I guarantee you, you're going to have people who are going to be excited and interested in what we have and what we're doing. So if you want to build your business on Facebook, you can do that. You want to build your business on your phone, you can do that. Those are the high-tech ways of building a business. And we're going to be talking about three-way calling and all of the enrollment parts as well that normally come with a high-tech building methodology. On the other side, we've got the high touch. And on the high touch side, it starts with healthy happy hours. And we've had lots of people who have built fantastic businesses using healthy happy hours. And those healthy happy hours, we have a healthy happy hour guide that we're updating, but our healthy happy hour guide is really great. You know, I just went through it the other day, taking a look at how specific it is as far as the do's and don'ts of hosting a healthy happy hour. And I love that it walks you through everything from music to drinks to tools to stories to how to set up your healthy happy hour, what to do, what not to do, how to invite people, what to say. I mean, we have some great training, but I think what's happening is that rather than falling in love with that healthy, happy hour way of doing business and saying, that's how I build, and that's what I'm going to do, and I'm going to be doing healthy, happy hours every Tuesday night, I'm going to be doing a healthy, happy hour, and every Thursday night I've got dedicated to helping one of my people do a healthy, happy hour. And I'm going to build this community, and I'm going to, you know, build a strong, solid team of people utilizing healthy, happy hours because that's the way I like to build. So I think that that's a different mindset than, yeah, I'll do a healthy happy hour. And so that's really, to me, coming out of convention, something that's going to be quite different, and that's why I wanted to share it here tonight, was the idea that healthy happy hours have been successful, and the people who have done them most successfully are going to share with you how to continue on in creating that list, in inviting people, and the do's and don'ts, and some role plays, and what it means to be a healthy happy hour expert, and how to drive your business using healthy happy hours. Now, I love healthy happy hours, too, because they lead into more public, more open, super healthy happy hours. So if you've got 3 or 4 or 5 or 7 or 10 going on in a community every week, over and over and over again, then you can have that public gathering, that super healthy happy hour, where suddenly you hear the success story of that person and the success story of the other person. Now you hear from an athlete. Now you hear somebody from an amazing sleep improvement story. And now you hear about somebody making more money. And so suddenly now these little pods of healthy happy hours become a bigger community of people. And we're going to show you and teach you how to do that at convention and how to build a marketplace. And, you know, most of my background has been in network marketing, but I've had some background in retail as well. And you know, if you were building a retail business model, I live here in Colorado, you know, what you do is you'd open up a store, and then you'd open up another store, and then you'd open up another store. And once you had a few stores, you would need a regional, you know, or a district manager. You need somebody to run, or an area manager, depending upon what they're called, that runs 5 stores. And so once you have 5 stores, you need an area manager. And once you have 25 stores, you need a district manager to run the you know, 5 different 5-store groups. And then suddenly you need a regional manager. And so that same mentality of how to grow a marketplace using healthy happy hours absolutely can be done, but it starts at that in-home level, at that store level. And we're going to be giving you unbelievable new tools. And one of the best new tools we're going to be giving for a healthy happy hour is Prosper Magazine. And I think it is one of, if not the most underutilized tools that we have. And this new Prosper Magazine is going to be amazing. And I hope that you saw the cover. It's going to be the Million Mom Movement. Amy Venner-Hamdi is going to be on the cover of it. And, you know, we're going to have some great new stories all throughout. And all of our crowns are featured. We got some rising stars. And I had the best testimonial that I heard about the new Prosper Magazine is one of our brand new employees in the marketing department is a copywriter, and one of her first assignments was to proof our Prosper Magazine. And she told me, she caught me by surprise, and she said, "You know what? I'm thinking of quitting." And she'd only been here like a couple weeks. And I said, "What do you mean you think you're quitting?" She's like, "My goodness, I want to go out into the field and I want to do what all these people are doing. I mean, these stories are amazing." So here we are, a brand new employee getting, you know, a job that she really wanted, and she was almost ready to quit the job just to you know, to be out in the Purium field because she was so inspired by the stories that we have. So be looking for the Prosper Magazine. It's at a fantastic price through the 31st of this month. You can pre-order it. You can pick them up at convention, or we'll ship them to you for free either way. So definitely get Prosper Magazines. They can be used in a lot of different methods of operation, but I think the Healthy Happy Hour one is definitely one that is you know, most benefited by Prosper Magazine. And then, you know, another high-touch way to build your business is one-on-one. And we're going to be introducing a new way to build your business one-on-one at convention. So I'm not going to share that, but I can tell you that when talking with 4-star crown Ian Farrar, he said, "This will change my business personally, and I know a lot of people, it will change their businesses entirely because of this new method of operation." So, you know, high tech, we're going to be making some huge strides. High touch, we're going to be making some huge strides. So whether you want to build your business on Facebook, whether you want to build your business from your phone, whether you want to build your business from your living room and other people's living rooms, whether you want to build your business one-on-one, kind of out and about in the world, it doesn't matter. We have a way to share our products. We have a way to share our message and our opportunity, and we've got tools that are going to help you to be successful. So I hope that this idea of high-tech, high-touch helped to clarify for you, gosh, what's my favorite way? Is my favorite way to build a business through social media? My favorite way to build a business on the phone, texting out information and doing 3-way phone calls? Is the favorite way to build a business doing healthy happy hours, sharing drinks, having fun, push and play on a video, or it's my favorite way to be one-on-one with people and helping them understand the business opportunity. So think about how you want to do your business and start to put some plans together right now to wrap up the month. We got a lot of people looking to advance and rank here this month, and importantly, coming out of convention, we're going to have a bunch of new tools, and the people who are at convention are going to get a real running head start as to how to be successful. So like I said, I hope that everybody who's on this line, I know that you're serious about your business, otherwise you wouldn't be on the line. I hope that you join us in Orlando. And if you're inspired by what I just shared, you can hear it back again in a couple of days when we post it on the back office. Post that link over to other people, and our new phone app is going to make it even more fun and more and easier to do that. So we're going to improve not only the prospecting tools, but also the training tools. So big things are going to happen for us. I'm calling it stage two of the rocket. And, you know, we got some big announcements. So a lot of exciting stuff happening. Looking forward to seeing everybody. And thanks for being on tonight's call. Every Wednesday night we do our Purium Lifestyle call with David Sandoval. So be ready to be wowed for Wednesday night. And tomorrow night I'm going to be in Boulder. I think the next two Wednesday nights I'm going to be in Boulder doing super healthy happy hours. Those are open events. So take a look at the calendar. Take a look at your email blast. I believe there's an invitation there. So we will be doing a better job coming out of convention as well, promoting events and promoting our calendar. And for those of you who are doing consistent super healthy happy hours, please make sure that you email me or email Erica, who is our new event coordinator under Rodney, and we'll get those on the calendar coming out of convention. So thanks everybody for being on the line, and congratulations to Veronica from Florida, who won our convention ticket. And high tech, high touch, two ways to win, two pathways for success, and lots of new tools coming about. So thanks for being on the call tonight. Catch you tomorrow night. Bye now.